All right. Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, April the 26th, and you're listening to the big call, and I'm glad everybody's in. Thank you for coming in from as far as east as from west, all over big call country and all the way to big call universe. We're happy you're here, and I'm happy that Sue is here and Pastor Stephen is here, and Bob may find his way into the call in a little while. I know he's still at a mastermind conference, so can't wait. Hopefully he can check in from the conference in Orlando. All righty, let's go ahead and get started, if you will. Pastor Stephen, would you lead us in with prayer, please?
Yes, Father, we just ask you to bless this time. Bless each one of us as we bring forth what we have. But most of all, God, bless the people listening. I thank you for that. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And amen. Thank you very much, Pastor. And I am on the edge of my chair looking for a wonderful teaching from
all
you
right.
Experientially from God's Word.
We are ready to roll. And I want to just share with you that, you know, over the period of time that I have met the Lord, I have found out what his nature is like. I fully, of course, no human really knows completely, but we have an understanding that God is love. And in being love, God is our healer. Jesus is called, and Jesus was called to heal. In Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is what Jesus said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are oppressed. Jesus healed all kinds of diseases. Jesus went about, Matthew 4:23, about Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel. And the word gospel means good news. The gospel of the kingdom and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. And actually, in the Greek language, it says every sickness and every disease. There was nothing that he couldn't heal. And it says in God's Word translation, Jesus went all over Galilee, taught in the synagogues, and spread the good news of the kingdom. He also cured every kind of disease and sickness among the people. And it says every. God's will is to heal every time. It doesn't even matter if somebody's not right. You know, amazingly, one day I had this, you know, you kind of get this by osmosis being in the church and being around a lot of religious people, a lot of Christians, that, you know, God really just wants to heal people who are right. And if that were true, none of us would get healed because God is not, I mean, God's love goes beyond people's error. His love goes beyond the error to fix them and to heal them. And this is what the Lord reminded me one time I was in prayer, and this, we were in a prayer circle, and this guy needed prayer, and this girl told him, we can't pray for you because you're living wrong. And, you know, I didn't say anything because I was the new man out, new in Bible college, and these were all the seniors and juniors, and I was in a little prayer group with a couple of them, and then I just had to say something. I said, man, that just doesn't sound right. We should pray for them, and they chastised me. And I was reading along and praying, and then all of a sudden a light bulb went on. Jesus never healed one Christian, ever. He never did in the Bible because none of them were Christians. He resurrected, and he was gone. And everybody he healed until the resurrection, they weren't saved. They only were saved after he was crucified and resurrected. So before is when he did all his healing. And he never healed one person because there wasn't anybody saved at the time. And I thought, wow, he never healed one saved person. He uses us to heal the sick and to pray for healing for people. He anointed us. And so you need to understand, God will heal every time. Jesus said to him, I'll come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. Words are powerful things. They are capsules of dynamite power. You just find out real quick if you're a husband, you have a wife, and you make the mistake that I made as our first child, my wife is with child. I was so excited she was starting to show. You know, we were both actually thin people at the time. We never had been fat, and can't say that now. But at that time, we were young people, thin, and, you know, in great shape. And I looked at her, and I was so excited. My pretty little wife, she's starting to show. But I said, honey, you look so good being fat. And she looked at me and she said, "What?" And I said, "You know, I never seen you fat and you're beautiful." She started crying. I said, "What did I say?" And she said, "I don't want to be fat." And I said, "Oh, no, I didn't mean it that way." And so I learned how to say, "Oh, you're so beautiful. You're starting to show, honey. Isn't that wonderful? God's gift in there." And I want to tell you, words are capsules of power. And what God does is he puts his power in capsules, the word. He said, "Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed." He knew, the centurion knew the power that was in Jesus' word. There was a woman with an issue of blood, 12 years, Mark chapter 5. She had spent all her money on the doctors and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. And it says she'd heard that Jesus had been healing the sick. She heard that he'd been preaching. And she said in herself, "If I only touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made well from that very moment." And so she came into thousands of people in a giant crowd, and Jesus was teaching in the middle, and she pressed through and grabbed the hem of his garment, and immediately Jesus, sensing power, went out from him. He said, "Who is it that touched me and was made whole?" And there was the woman. The reason she didn't want to say is because that was punishable. Her being in public was punishable by her death. And, of course, she didn't want to let anybody know. She had made the whole crowd ceremoniously unclean when she came into it, according to Jewish law. And so Jesus had nothing to do with that. The power was there, and she, listen, yes, it was God's power that healed her, but wait a minute. She was the one that heard. She was the one that came. She was the one that said, and she was the one that touched. Sometimes people don't believe enough. Sometimes they're not positive enough. Sometimes they're not proactive enough. God loves you. Jesus was there for her the whole time, and he's there for you right now. Jesus heals all. And if you'll come to him, he will in no wise cast you out for salvation, for healing, or for any other thing, because he loves you with an everlasting love, and he's there for you right now. And that's my message tonight.
Wow, what a beautiful message, Pastor. And you know what I get from that is that, yeah, I love that particular point about the lady, the woman with the issue of blood, and how she found him and heard, and she acted on what she heard. She acted. She took action. She came in. She went through the crowd. She took the physical action of movement and touched by her faith. She added, as it was, feet to her faith. She added it and took action in touching the very hem of his garment.
Absolutely. She added feet to her faith. It's been a year since I heard that expression, but that's what we want everybody that's listening to do. We want you to take that website, ministry@bigcall.net, and write us and let us know.
At the big call. At the big call. Right. Mm-hmm.
I knew you'd get me. At thebigcall.net.
ministry@thebigcall.net,
and write us and let us know, because we want to pray for you. Whatever that need is, especially if it's a major need and it's something urgent, we want to know. But we want to know everything. So if you need prayer, please let us know at thebigcall.net. I finally got it right. Thebigcall.net. Please write us. Please let us know. And please also send prayer requests. And let Sue know and let Bob know and let us know as we pray together, because it's all of us. Let us know. And let Sue know about her teaching and Bob know about his too. It's awesome when they can be encouraged. But please let us know about this prayer, that you have gotten your answer and we can rejoice with you. It encourages us and our faith. So thank you so much for that. Bruce?
Excellent. Thank you very much, Pastor Stephen. I would like to say we don't have any prayer requests, we understand, tonight. Is that right, Sue?
That's correct. I mean,
praise reports, rather.
Praise reports.
Remember that we do. They just haven't showed up in our inbox.
They just haven't shown up yet. Yeah. Okay, Sue. Well, let's do this. Pastor Stephen's on a roll. And let's let him get right into prayer tonight. Let's do that.
All righty. Father, we just come to you in Jesus' name. It's the name above every name. to whom every knee should bow and tongue confess and things in heaven, earth, and under the earth. And we speak the name of Jesus. We live in the name of Jesus, and we pray in the name of Jesus for Erica right now. She needs a job urgently. We say, job, come to Erica right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, knee and hip and legs be made whole right now in the name of Jesus. And for Monda, her father, healing after this surgery, be made whole right now, Monda's father, in Jesus' name. And for Summer, we command depression and suicidal tendencies to leave you as we speak now. Let joy and peace fill her heart now in the name of Jesus. For Johnny, we command healing in both of your eyes, and we command the cataracts to leave you in the name of Jesus. And for Sharon, every bit of discouragement, every bit of anxiety, go now in Jesus' name. And Father, I ask for a financial miracle. We send it forth now in the name of Jesus to Sharon in Jesus' name. For Michelle, we curse that cancer. We command it out of your body, Michelle, in Jesus' name. Lord God, let the insurance company pay for every debt and every bill in this hospital and in this healing that this healing needs in Michelle's life in the name of Jesus. And for Carolyn, a miracle to keep her home. We bring it forth in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for a miracle for her right now, for Carolyn, to keep her home in the name of Jesus. It cannot be stolen from her in Jesus' name. And for Marlene, healing. And we command the mass to dissolve that is there that they've seen thinking it could be something very terrible. We command that mass to dissolve right now inside her bones. We command health and healing in all her flesh from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. And Mike, for the lung transplants you had and the finishing of this healing, we command you to be made whole right now in Jesus' name. And for Larissa, the completion of healing of your lung transplant and yes, supernatural favor for both of you in every part of your life. We speak it into existence in Jesus' name. And for Oki, lungs be made whole, healing and health from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, Oki. Jack Coe, we command your kidneys to be healed right now and health and healing in all your flesh and in your wife in the name of Jesus. For Alabama, make her every bit whole. We speak healing into her stomach, into her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for causing Bruce's eyes to be 20/20 vision, yes, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for all these needs being done now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much, Pastor Stephen. We appreciate that so much. Wonderful, wonderful job. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for continuing to send your prayer requests and your praise reports to ministry@thebigcall.net. Okay, excellent. Let's keep moving. Let's see whether or not Sue has anything that she would love to bring to us tonight. We'd love to hear a teaching or some type of information that you would have tonight, Sue. And actually, before you get started, I just want to make sure everybody gets one thing, Sue, and that is that you have sort of a special opportunity for everyone tonight, and that is that you have a secret cache, as in C-A-C-H-E, cache, French, secret cache of physical CDs that you have made, and you have three of these that you're willing to offer as a set of three, complete
actually,
with shipping.
Actually, they're more than it's.
No, I mean the set is three. That's what I said. A collection of three CDs as a set.
Yep.
That you're offering for a price of $85, including free shipping.
Yeah.
Okay. Just so you know, and just so I get this in before Sue gets started, the way that you would contact her is Happy New You, as in Y-O-U, Happy New You, @successwaves.com. And if you'll send her a quick email, give her the information. What information do you need, Sue? Phone number?
Just say, I want the physical CDs, and then we'll send you an invoice. That's
okay,
it.
And then you'll be invoiced for them. Okay, that'll be great. Do that. There are a limited number of these three CD collections, this three CD set, as in the secret cache.
Yeah, well, they showed up. It's like I didn't know they were around.
Yeah, you didn't know they were around, and they did
and
reveal.
Let's just talk about what they are. And,
all right, let's do it.
They are the Quantum Weight Relief, which is amazingly powerful audio for people that are carrying heaviness and emotional heaviness and weight heaviness.
Okay.
And then there is Authentic Power, and we have a testimonial on that, which is really about pulling up memories that you may not have realized are your best, literally, you may not have realized are the incredible things you've done in your life. So it's a powerful, powerful audio for confidence. And the final one is Releasing Overwhelm. And that's a must-have for people that are taking in too much information, maybe having a hard time learning and processing, as in post-RV. It's going to help you to focus, to center, and to be in your best self. So there's a three. The only CD that's not included in this is the Letting Go of Pain, but there's a three superpower CDs for your new life, the ultimate new life.
Okay.
So.
All right, so thank you very much for that little promo. Now, keeping in mind our time, since you're our timekeeper tonight, Sue, why don't you let us know what it is you'd bring for us tonight, and then hopefully Bob will be able to join us from the mastermind for a few minutes. We'll see.
Well, what I loved about it was funny because you used one word many times in that introduction, Bruce, and it was love. We'd love to hear what you would love, and it's love. And it's what Pastor Stephen was talking about, too. And we have a great testimonial and a really, really important concept about how to come deeper into the knowledge of love and how these audios and how we know through how our minds and brains work, we can grow closer and more powerfully in tune with God's love. So I'll let this testimonial speak to that. It was titled, The End of Separation from Love and Authentic Power. Good morning, Sue. My daughter and I are consistent listeners to The Big Call. We listen religiously. I just want to share what my practice with the audios, and most especially Authentic Power and Quantum Weight Release, has been, as well as I've been working with the goals, the goal sheets and the goal section in Mind Your Head, which is the book that accompanies, that you can get on Amazon. This is what I love. It's like a lifelong battle between self-doubt and self-hatred fell away. Literally, the day after I listened for the first time, I felt like I had fallen in love with myself and my heart. The audios have helped in a huge way to shut off judgment and turn on peace and love. I've lost 13 of 23 pounds in only 5 weeks. Praise God. Sending love to the Big Call team and community, Jessica.
Hmm.
Now, let me unpack why this is such a powerful testimonial and how it speaks to what Pastor Stephen was discussing, which is, you know, he's come to know God more deeply. He's in all these years, he's deepened in his relationship to God. Well, I'm going to put a spin on that, a spin that's going to show you there's a way that we can get our whole brain, more in tune to the love of God. And this is how it works. It's called synchrony. Now, Bruce, when you think of synchrony, what do you think of?
Well, syn means same. Chrony means time. Synchrony, synchronous, something happening at the same time.
Right. Same time scale. Of course, that's the Oxford Dictionary. Synchronize means to harmonize, to rhythmically move into agreement, unity, empathy, harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens, Bruce and everybody, is when you listen to specially developed music, which is on the audios, and the way we made the music and the audios work so that it goes back and forth to both sides of your left brain, which tends to separate and make distinction, and your right brain, which is more your spirit and emotion brain, the way the audios are designed, they're designed to allow your both all of the regions in your brain to come into whole brain synchrony, which means they speak back and forth. They connect all the regions of your brain. Now, why is that important for getting closer to God and bringing in the mind of Christ? Turns out that at MIT, they're studying the effect of those kinds of alpha rhythms, generally alpha. We tested it. There are multiple levels on the CDs, but it's alpha, where you're going to accelerate your learning. You're going to accelerate how you see and envision being in the highest positive states. And while you're listening to the audio, you're actually taking attention that you're any kind of negative memory that may be running in the background, like most people for 95% of the time, you're literally taking your attention off that, and you're training and synchronizing all of your neurons on a positive, empowering, beautiful, and healing image. Now, what is that going to do for you? It means that when you do this, and even after you finish with the audio, your brain and your whole nervous system, literally the whole of your body, mind, and spirit complex, is synchronized. It's more balanced. It's more integrated. And what happens when you have a system that is coherent and integrated? It has more love. It has more coherence. It has more regularity. So you're going to be able to control your emotions better. You're going to be able to control your eating better. You're going to feel clearer. You're going to get insight, and creativity is going to get turned on. Your brain lights up with a new mind that is actually more in harmony and closer to God. That's literally what happens. And it's been a while since we've talked about the audios, but literally the scientists that did, we did a study with 5 test subjects, a small pilot study, and each of their brains lit up in such a remarkably enhanced way that the scientists said, you've got to get this out or else it's going to be a crime against humanity, because it can help people so much without taking drugs. So here's what I want your takeaway to be for tonight. The most important, the whole reason we're here is to love God, is to be close and one and end that separation. 2, I think this community, Bruce and Pastor Stephen and Bob, are the new leaders of a wholeness, a holistic approach to life that is going to be letting go of violence, that's going to be letting go of separation, that's going to be demonstrating and proving the power of wellness, wholeness, whole leadership, physical health, mental health, spiritual health. That's what matters to me, is that we have we become the new leaders that are modeling that wellness and that love in the world. And what I want everybody to know is that there are tools like the Ultimate New Life Kit that can enhance your relationship in the Word and enhance what you're doing so that your whole brain is lit up and you can receive more deeply any practice or process that you use to get closer to God and closer to yourself. And that is my 10-minute segment on brain synchrony and how to do that to grow closer in love and to God.
Well, thank you, Sue. Thank you very much for that, and thank you for being efficient in delivering that. And it was powerful, very powerful. I love the testimony, and love everything that you're bringing tonight. Wonderful. From your... Bruce, yes. Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have missed one prayer request that I would like to pray for. Could I do that?
Absolutely.
Father, sure. In Jesus' name, I pray for Russell. Lord God, I thank you for healing him. We're asking a divine miracle, God, an interaction from heaven in his body. He's a man of God, and I thank you for all that he does for humanity. We speak healing into his kidneys. In the name of Jesus, kidneys be made whole. And from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, we command healing now in the name of Jesus. And thank you for it, Father. And thank you for it, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so sorry, and I love y'all.
No problem at all. We're very flexible on this call, Pastor Stephen. I'm glad that you had that and you could pray and bring the prayer request for Russell to us. So thank you for that. Thank you very much. And now would be a time when we would look to see if our Dr. Bob would possibly have made it into the call. We know he's at the Mastermind Conference in Orlando for another couple of days. And I did not get a chance to speak to him, but I did try to text him, and I don't know that he was able to respond because he was probably in sessions. Bob, make it in. Well, how long have you been hanging around while I've been on the end of that rope hanging? How long have you been here?
Just long enough so that you were choking a little bit, but, you know, nothing.
I am choking now. Well, listen, Bob, that's cool, man. I'm glad you made it in, man. I'll tell you what, we were looking forward to you joining us, and Sue did a wonderful job on her segment. Pastor Stephen had a great teaching, of course, and we had a nice time of prayer. So glad you could join us, even if it's only for a few minutes. Bob, tell us what it is you'd like us to know about your Mastermind Conference or anything else that's on your mind right now.
Sure, I will. You know, what's really great, Bruce, is like this. At a mastermind, there are people from all around the world in this particular one, and they all have some type of a business, and they are, you know, the founders of the business or the CEO of the business. And they get up to speak about what they're doing and seek assistance from the group. So in today's group, there was about 30 people. Yesterday, we had almost 100 in the group yesterday. Today, it was a little different group. And so people get up to talk, and it's the most amazing things that they report on. Like one gentleman who has an extremely successful business, has become a multi-millionaire, and he talked about his upbringing. And he grew up in a house in the woods, basically, that had no running water, or the only way they had heat was they burned old tires in their fireplace. There were 9 kids in his family, and it was a one-room house. He ended up leaving home when he was 15 and ended up going into the military later. And then got out and, you know, worked and worked his way up. He's now 55 years old, and he's become very successful financially. And his favorite thing to do is to give back to children who are orphans and children who are poor, you know, remembering his childhood. And so each person who is a member of the mastermind, you know, has an opportunity to tell a little bit about their life and then the current business that they're in and what they need help with in their business. And quite often the objective of their endeavors is to either sell their company or make more money, because they have all these different nonprofit plans and givebacks to society. And it's to a T. Every single person is like that. And the reason is that the owner of the mastermind screens and doesn't allow people in who are only about the money.
Right.
And so we all support the orphanage that's in the Dominican Republic, and we're all going on a trip the first week of June. Most of the members are going there to help, you know, build new buildings and meet all the children that are there and that type of thing.
Wow.
And so that's the type of meetings that I'm in. But also, because I've been involved with this group for 2.5 years, which is not quite as long as I've been on the big call, but close, there are a number of people that are members of the mastermind that use the Boomer products for their health and wellness. And so I get to meet up with them and hear their stories and how they're doing. And there's one member, Bruce, who's a person who was very, very distraught and under a great degree of stress and distress because he's had diabetes for a number of years and was just really going downhill. He looked pasty white and was just barely able to participate. And now, after about a year and 3 months of using the Boomer products, he's bopping around and he's like, he's not sick anymore. Right?
Wow.
He's
awesome.
And he's talking to everybody about it. And they're like, hey, that guy over there, Bob, you can, listen, this is what happened to me. You got to go over and talk to him. And he's not the only one. There's probably a dozen members of the mastermind that use the Boomer products, some with dramatic results like that, and others that, you know, were much younger people that got more energy and more clarity and focus. And so it's a very rewarding and unique experience for me, because I'm here at the mastermind, but I'm also, you know, very well aware of the people that are there that are using the Boomer products. And I get to watch and see, you know, what's going on with them as the months and years go by. So it's always a rewarding experience for me to know that the 7 years now that I've spent on building the Boomers for Every Young Company is still continuing to benefit people. And to know that the man I was referring to who had diabetes, to know that he's still alive, and to know how happy his wife is, that he's better, and his children and his grandchildren. And, you know, it's like, they no longer live in dread that he's going to die soon, and they realize that he's here to stay and is probably going to be playing ball with his great-grandchildren.
That's great. And
so it's a great it's a great blessing, because, you know, Bruce, I didn't invent any of the Boomer products. I was just the person that was trusted by the inventors. And I was the one that figured out how to put them together in combinations. Mm-hmm. And so I just, when I tell people the stories about the inventors and how beautifully spiritual they are and the way that they prayed to receive information about how to create such amazing products and mm-hmm. to share those stories with my friends at the Mastermind. And you can only imagine the sense of gratitude that I have when I get the gratitude from the people in the Mastermind, and the sense yep. of gratitude that I can feel in regard to the people that invented these amazing products. And having had talked to them about how they were gifted with these concepts and ideas and technologies through their prayers. And it's just like, it's like these scientists are living manifestations of God, you know? And mm-hmm. for me to be a middleman that's involved in figuring out, you know, how to make sure everybody like us can get these products is very humbling and extremely gratifying. And, you know, so it's moments like this. I appreciate being able to come on and share, Bruce, with you and
yeah,
Sue
absolutely.
And Pastor Steven and the whole Big Call universe and Kent, and just, you know, be able to share what's going on, you know, where I am and the types of people that I'm meeting and how rewarding the whole experience is. And you know, to be able to skip out from sitting at dinner with all of my friends from the Mastermind and just
yeah.
saying, hey, I'm skipping out when the waiter comes around, I order me this, because I'm going outside to talk with Bruce on the Big Call. And they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I'll be right back, man. I gotta skip out for 15 or 20 minutes. And then when I get back, they're like, hey, what were you doing? And then I get to tell them about you and Sue and Pastor Steve and Kent and what's going on with it. And they're like, that's crazy. You mean all those people dial into a conference call? We've never heard of such a thing. I'm like, yeah, they do.
Yeah,
week after
yeah.
week. And, you know, and we get to be together in all of the Big Call universe. So thanks for having me on, Bruce. And that's all I really wanted to say.
Well, when you get back, Bob, you can tell your guests at the dinner table that you were just sharing some tidbits and some knowledge and nuggets with 20 or 30,000 of your closest friends.
There you go.
On the Big Call, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's
they
what it ends up being.
They already have a hard time believing me about some of the stuff I tell them that the barley can do. So
yeah.
They'll probably think I'm just exaggerating.
Well, we know better. We know better. Well, listen,
yes, we
Bob,
do.
That's wonderful. And, you know, guys, the thing is, as Bob has said and we've said on the Big Call, and I know many of you guys are very regular listeners. Some of you go back 7 or more years with me and 7 years on the Big Call and then a year prior to that, you know, on the Midnight Think Tank. But I love the fact that everybody can come in and gather what we have. And Sue is right. This is a holistic approach. You know, we've crafted this call to be a holistic approach to mind, body, and spirit, where Sue handles the mind, Bob handles the body, and Pastor Stephen handles the spirit. And I work kind of somewhere in between. And then, of course, give you guys the latest information that I can about the intel. But Bob, that's really, really good. And I really love the fact that you guys are planning to run over to the Dominican Republic the first week in June, trying to figure out how I might be part of that. That's really cool. You never know. Might
yeah,
join
we're
you.
Really looking forward to it. I have one yeah. 7-year-old, Bruce, whose name is Jeffrey, and mm-hmm. I sponsor him each month, and he has
yeah.
an interpreter. Can't speak English yet, but
right.
We send him pictures and talk to him about baseball through email.
Oh, man.
And,
oh very cool.
His school teacher, who's an interpreter for him, mm-hmm. helps him get to know me. So by the time I get down there in June, he's already seen pictures, and I've seen pictures of him, and we've become pen pals over the internet.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Well, just keep in mind, guys, that the way to get in touch with Boomers is two ways. Number one, use the bigcall.net website, click on the health button, and then Bob's page will come up, and you'll be able to click on the Boomers banner and go right into his website. You'll see the various products. You'll see how they're arranged in the Youth Booster Pro Kit. You'll see the specials for the remainder of the month. You'll see the free and easy shipping and how to take part in that. And absolutely, it's a great way to do it and to find out and to go ahead and place your order if you haven't done so already, or continue, you know, if you already are someone who's, which we have well over 1,000 people from the Big Call that are using these products. But just be, you know, that's the way to do it. Now, if you would like to call and speak with one of the helpful staff or get a question answered or put an order in or whatever it is, you can use the phone number 727-443-2500, 727-443-2500. And if you want to put that number in your phone, just put it under Boomers and you'll have it. And yeah, take advantage of that. Get started. This is a great time to get in shape, to get ready, and, you know, guys, to get ready for what's going to be the greatest time of your life in terms of what you're going to be able to do after the blessing comes through. And this is a way to get in shape so you'll be able to handle it physically as well. Thank you, Bob, very much. I appreciate you jumping on. Have a great dinner.
You're welcome.
All right, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Okay. Everybody do that. Get ahead and do that. And I'm psyched about what Bob's mastermind is doing in the Dominican Republic with the orphanages through one of his mastermind people. And I know that's just the beginning. Believe me, just the beginning of what'll be great. It'll be like that's the first fruits of great things that's going to happen all throughout, not only the Caribbean and Central and South America, but all over the world as we help people with orphanages and schools and hospitals, clinics, and nutrition all over the world, guys. You know that's part of our calling. You know that's what we're going to end up doing, as well as our plans for you know, I'm just going to look at this a second. Yeah. Okay. As well as, I can't really read text while I'm on the phone on this call because I can't quite do that. And Pastor, if that's you, I'd be happy to take us out in prayer if you like at the end of the call. Guys, let's do this. Let's just check in with Sue for a time hack. Sue, what are we looking at time-wise?
We're at 9:48.
9:48. So that means I have 12 minutes to go. Okay, to the top of the hour. I can do it. No problem. I'm there. Okay, thank you, Sue. This is a really, really interesting time for us because you guys know that realistically, everything wrapped up 15 minutes before the big call on last Tuesday night with the IMF meeting in Washington, D.C. That was a significant, what was supposed to be 3 days, turned into 5 days and five full days. They did reach agreement. They reached consensus. And we were in the opinion that things were really going to start happening for us shortly thereafter. And in a very real sense, I believe things were put into motion after they reached consensus around 6 p.m. on last Tuesday evening. Okay? So, seeing that and trying to find out where do we fit into this final mix of information that I'm getting today throughout the afternoon and into the evening so far tonight And I'll probably get more, of course, after the call, is usually the case. But what's going on, I can tell you a few things, like I mentioned last Tuesday. One thing that's interesting is, remember I told you guys about new Visa key cards that were issued to Iraqi citizens to receive their portion of the oil revenues or oil profits on. That's a new card. Those are brand new and just issued, and they could have been activated as early as this afternoon and were, in obviously in many cases, activated. Now, they were also told that those cards would be available with funds starting Saturday. Well, I think that's big. I think the fact that those cards are not only activated today, but will have funds available starting Saturday, no particular time, just sometime Saturday, was a really good piece of news that we got today. The other thing is, this is really important. Yesterday, 750 representatives of Abbott Downing, which is the highest end form of wealth management services that Wells Fargo has under a separate name called Abbott Downing, who that was the manufacturer of the Stagecoach back in the old days. And you know the logo for Wells is the Stagecoach. So they have Abbott Downing as their high-end wealth advisor company. And that company, to play in that arena with them, you had to have an investable net worth of at least $50 million. Well, that was then. I have a feeling this is now, and the this is now level for entry could be significantly higher. I would think that it would be. But yesterday, 750 representatives from Abbott Downing were relocated or shifted into various parts of the country to help with not only Wells Fargo banks, but other banks that needed additional wealth management staff at the highest levels. Now, that's a pretty big shift. When you think of personnel with Abbott that have been transferred, flying into new cities, putting them up in hotels, covering their meals, all of that for the next 6 days starting today, that's not cheap to even do that. So what does that tell you about our proximity? What does that tell you about our possibilities? The fact that this top-level financial arm in terms of wealth management for Wells Fargo is on the move. I think it's huge, personally. Now, beyond that, everything that we're hearing is pointing toward a release of, let's just call it release codes that need to be accepted in the system to be able to function. And I believe initially to release the funds that are held by the paymasters to pay out the groups, especially tiers three and core groups and others. And I believe that's the first real step that needs to take place. I'm hearing time frames for this. I'm hearing very strong things about the weekend. And it would not be surprising to me if this were to go down for us before the end of the month, which is Monday the 30th. Now, in addition to that, we heard, and there's a lot of consensus for the weekend, I have to tell you. I've heard it worded different ways today, but I believe we're on track for this to be a very, very big weekend. Now, I don't want to overblow it, but I really feel good about it. The other thing is, one of our largest humanitarian funding sources got word that they will be able to distribute funds starting Tuesday. Well, Tuesday is May 1st, also known as May Day. And May Day is also an important day in China and in the Middle East. And it really starts at midnight on Sunday night. And we believe that, we should be in good shape, according to what we're hearing about May Day and about the humanitarian funding source that is going to be not only receiving funds, additional funds Tuesday, but also dispersing their first funds out for projects on Tuesday. For that to occur on Tuesday, the 1st of May, we have to be already initiated, begun with what it is we're doing with toll-free numbers. So I feel very good about the proximity of where we are, the movement that is taking place, the additional key cards for Iraq. It's just seemingly coming together since the IMF meeting wrapped up last Tuesday night. I'm sure there's more that I could bring, but it's hard to bring out specific details in some cases. I can just tell you we're hearing from financial people all over the country that are connected to us through various sources indicating time frames. Some are 48 hours that we're on a timer, 48. Some are 60 hours. But it all points to this coming to a logical, reasonable conclusion over the weekend. Okay, so with that being said, I think what I'd like to do is check in with Sue, see what her time is, and see whether she wants to take us out after I pray us out with a song of some kind. Sue, what's our time like?
You beat your record, Bruce. It's 9:57.
Excellent. All righty. Well, I felt like that was something I could probably get in that time. Sue, let's just check in again, make sure with Pastor Stephen. Pastor, are you still on?
I'm here, ready.
Thank you. I know you might have sent me something. I couldn't read it when I was on.
Yeah, but, it's all right. No worries.
Okay. Do me a favor and take us out with a word of prayer, and then I'll have Sue take us out with a song if she likes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've said and done. You've blessed, you've helped, you've lifted people up, you've answered prayer, you've informed, and all the great things that you are, we saw on this call. Father, continue the blessing as we part tonight until next call. We thank you for every blessing you gave. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor Stephen. Appreciate it so much. Sue, take us out with some song, and I'll let it stay on the recording until I hear a logical conclusion.
You go. You got to get past an ad.
Okay. And thank you all Big Call listeners out there while we're waiting on the music. Thank you for everyone. Thank you, Sue, Pastor Stephen, Bob. Thank you all of you in Big Call country out there. All of you in Big Call universe. Thanks for staying tuned to us. We appreciate you. Look forward to talking with you as soon as we can.
We will see you. Washed away.